The Monkey and the Turtle. It was an ordinary day, with the sun shining brightly and birds chirping, as Farmer De La Cruz and his son headed home from the fields. Over in the bamboo grove, Monkey proudly declared, "Business accomplished!" He had tricked Mother Hen into trading a kilo of palay for a cup of weevil-infested mongo beans. Desperate to feed her chicks after the storm, Mother Hen fell for Monkey's cunning. In his cupboard, Monkey counted his spoils. A kilo of palay, a bottle of oil, a jar of salt, and a pack of dried fish, all bartered from his unsuspecting farm friends. For now, he had enough, leaving the future to chance with a sly grin. Behind the bamboo grove was a river. There, Turtle was dragging from the bank a banana tree washed over from the other side, where Farmer De La Cruz grew a healthy crop of bananas. She would have asked permission from the farmer to take this tree, but it was nature's way that it had been uprooted and ended up on her side of the bank. Nonetheless, she bowed toward the banana plantation, thankful for the tree and the man who plowed the land and labored. "You will continue giving life, my dear banana tree," she said in reverence. "I will plant and shower you with enough water to grow your fruits. Then I will have bananas to share with my neighbors." She thought of old Mother Hen and her brood of chicks who were always hungry. The young stray kitten who wandered in the neighborhood looking for his parents, and Lawin, the hawk, whose visits were a source of joy. The wet season was upon them. She looked forward to the comfort they could share in the coming days of rain and shadows. All this time, Monkey had been watching Turtle salvage the banana tree, a plan forming in his head. What promise that banana tree held! "I must have it," he muttered to himself. "I have no idea how to grow a banana tree, but I can manage with a trick or two." He left his hiding place and sauntered towards Turtle. "Good morning, Turtle," Monkey said. "Good morning, Monkey," Turtle replied. "What is your plan for that banana tree?" Monkey asked. "I will plant it to grow bananas, of course," Turtle said. "I can help you," Monkey said, egging Turtle on. "Let's cut the banana tree in half. I will get the top part where the leaves grow." Monkey did not waste any time. He did not wait for Turtle's reply. Picking up a sharp stone from the ground, he pounded and cut the banana tree in half. Turtle was too astonished to speak. When Monkey was done, he carried his share of the banana tree. Walking away from Turtle, he yelled, "Good luck to you, Turtle! Come by my side of the forest in a few weeks if you need some bananas to eat." Still in shock at Monkey's bad behavior, Turtle sat down on a big rock and stared at the trunk of the banana tree. She noticed the roots still looked fresh and damp. She smiled, realizing Monkey's folly. A few weeks later, Monkey found himself frustrated. The banana tree has dried up and died a couple of days after he planted it. He wondered about Turtle's tree. Had it died the way his tree had? He must find out He rushed to Turtle's side of the river. When he reached the riverbank, a big, healthy banana tree bearing fruit greeted him. "Hello there, monkey," Turtle said. "What brought you here?" "Why did your tree grow?" Monkey exclaimed. "It is because you left me with a part that has the roots," Turtle explained. Monkey looked up at the bananas with longing. He had been hungry for days. He turned to Turtle and saw her holding a long stick. She was about to harvest the fruit. "You know what? I can climb up the tree and pick the bananas. Then we can share," Monkey beamed. Turtle shook her head. "I can manage with this stick, Monkey," she said. But Monkey went ahead anyway. He climbed up the banana tree, reaching the top. He began picking the ripe ones and eating them. Turtle was angry. She gathered sticks and thorns from the bushes that grew nearby and nailed them around the banana tree. When Monkey went down, the thorns and sticks cut his skin. "Arai!" he shouted. "You sneaky turtle, you! I will boil you in hot water." Turtle looked Monkey straight in the eye and laughed. "Do that and I will become the most beautiful animal you will ever lay eyes on." "I shall cut you into pieces then," Monkey shouted, scrambling for a sharp stone with one hand while nursing his wounds with the other. Turtle cackled. "Sus, do that and my kind will multiply. You didn't know I come from a beautiful and sturdy breed of turtles." Monkey's anger was already sky high. He went up to Turtle and dragged her closer to the riverbank. He picked Turtle up and threw her into the river. Monkey watched Turtle sink slowly, a sly smile forming on his face. The smile quickly changed into a scowl when he saw Turtle's head appear on the water's surface. "Foolish monkey," Turtle sneered. "You forgot that my kind can swim too. I will never trust you or have anything to do with you ever again." From that day on, Monkey lost the respect of the rest of the animals. And from then on, Turtle has always been cautious, hiding in her shell whenever she senses danger.